What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, it's Oscars, baby. We're going to be talking about movies and Friday the 13th and guitars. It's happening. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. It's the biz, the guitar biz.
Ah, yes.
That's what it says in my show notes.
Welcome,
everyone.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. I mean, Matt, his name's Travis. My name's Brandon. And, you know, we've got a special show for you. In almost 300 episodes, we've never had a special episode for you. But by gummit, we said to ourselves, you all deserve this.
I feel like we've said every episode was special. They're like all our children. They're all special. And if everyone's special, nobody is.
Yeah, but we secretly have our favorites still.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell that old episode where we talked about Back to the Future that it's my favorite. Oh, no.
The other day, my dad sent me, my older brother and my younger brother a text, and was just like, hey, I love you guys. You know, I miss you. I'm proud of you guys growing up and blah, blah, blah. And my older brother responded with, love you too, Dad. I just wish that, you know, I wasn't your favorite, or I just wish I was your favorite like Brandon is, or something like that. and then I responded, hey, it's okay, Tim. I'm not mom's favorite, if it helps. Then again, you're not either. Brett is. And he didn't respond.
Poor little siblings.
Yeah. Eldest Cruz brother.
I went into the settings in my mom's phone and changed the autocorrect settings so that when she types my name, it replaces it with my favorite child. and it's happened a few times where she's written my name and not corrected it. I'm like, ha ha.
Nice.
It's still in there.
I need to do that.
If you want to send us a text, if you want to send us a text about which host is your favorite, there's plenty of ways you can do that. You can head over to Facebook, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. Leave a comment, leave us a message, anything on Facebook. Meta owns everything. You can go to email. Send us an email, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. We're over on the Instagrams. You can hit us up on Insta, apathetic_enthusiasm, or on the web, apatheticenthusiasm.com. If you want video versions of the podcast, you can go to youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. And of course, there's always the option to go to patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Brandon is setting the studio on fire right now. All right, I'm giving you no additional description of that. If you want to see what the heck just happened, go to YouTube and then support us at Patreon. Big thanks to everybody who is still supporting us at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Brandon, this is one of my favorite apathetic enthusiasm traditions.
I know it is.
Like, we love movies. Brandon and I, we both love movies. We've spent a decade talking about different films on this podcast. And no night is quite as full of themselves, so self-appreciative in the Hollywood movie industry than Oscar night.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is time for, yet again, our annual Brandon paid no attention to the Oscars. Travis put a lot of work into it. And now let's discuss it completely one-sided.
There she is, Miss Oscars 2026. You've got best picture and best actor and actress in two. Screenplays and costumes and gaffers and Zoom.
That's good. That was good. That was almost like interdimensional RSS-esque, the way you just did an impromptu intro music for
segment.
That's good.
Yeah, well, it wasn't impromptu. I'd been practicing. You say I don't put any effort into.
You've been writing that for a week?
Yep. I was like, Travis is going to love this. But I forgot some of the words at the tail end there, and I forgot the melody. I was going to have like a whole like harpsichord thing going on. And then like I had to where I was going to screen share, and it was like going to go show like all the different movies that went into the Oscars this year. Some snubs and stuff like that, but I ran out of time, and I forgot to press the macro button, which would have done all.
I had it all wired up to my Stream Deck. It was ready to go, and I just forgot to hit the button. Yeah.
And there was fireworks. That's why I had the matches.
It all makes sense now. Maybe for the finale, we'll see if we can get things squared away. All right, before we get into the events of the Oscars, I want to break down the best picture category and just do a quick yay or nay. Yes, we saw this movie. No, we did not see this movie.
Okay.
It was a sprint the last 100 yards for me, where I think I watched 5 of these movies in the last week. But I did not dislike any of them. Maybe not all of them. One Battle After Another. Did you see this movie?
Saw it.
Begonia. See it?
Did not see it. Saw the ads.
All right. I watched Begonia. F1 with Brad Pitt. You see that one?
No. I used to play an F1 game.
I watched it, I think, Saturday morning. Frankenstein, Guillermo del Toro. I think we talked about this one in the past.
Yep.
Both saw it. Hamnet.
Is that the one where like he like tries to kill his dad or something like that? And then Ophelia like falls into the pool. And then she's like, oh,
it's similar. It's similar. I think you're thinking of the Fate of Ophelia music video by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you didn't see Hamnet?
No, I did not see Hamnet.
Marty Supreme. Did you see Marty Supreme?
No.
No. This is the first one that I have not seen. The Secret Agent.
No.
No, I didn't watch that one either. Sentimental Value.
No.
I watched this one. Biggest regret of my Saturday night. Sinners. Sinners. Did you?
Yeah, I watched Sinners. Yeah.
Sinners, fantastic movie. And then Train Dreams on Netflix. Did you watch Train Dreams?
No, I didn't. No.
I wish I would have watched this instead of Sentimental Value, but I did not.
Sentimental Value. So, who's in that? Who's in that?
It's Skarsgård.
Okay.
Actor in a supporting role.
That's the one where
Stellan Skarsgård.
He's gay, right?
No. Oh.
In the movie.
He is
in
the movie. No, not even in the movie. Oh, okay. He's not. He is a writer, director, who has kind of been estranged from his daughters for a long time. It's a Dutch film. Most of the film is in a foreign language. But then Elle Fanning's in it. And I thought she was way better in Predator Badlands.
Does he have sex with a dude in it? What movie am I thinking of?
I don't know, but it wasn't Sentimental Value.
There's a movie where he is a gay dude. Or I dreamt it during my fever dream sessions while I was sick last week. Which if that's the case, man, he's a hot looking dude.
he's
we don't have to.
A little bit older.
Yeah, we don't have to. Stellan. Oh, it's not one of the younger Skarsgårds. It's one of the It's the patriarchsguard.
Okay. All right. So, the 98th, Academy Awards took place last night, hosted by Conan O'Brien, a pillar in the, award show hosting Pantheon.
Long time friend of the show.
I want to know, first quiz question for you, Brandon. Do you know who the announcer was?
Matt Berry.
Yes. Matt Berry did a fantastic job. Did you see any clips? Did you hear anything from him?
I didn't. I saw yesterday morning that yesterday morning or Saturday that he was the announcer for the Oscars. And I was like, all right, going to continue doing my own thing. Has nothing to do with the
Oscars. He's doing his thing. Interestingly enough, Matt Berry announced from a sound booth in London. So, I mean, logistics. Technology, am I right? Like, they probably just set up a Discord call like we did, and he just probably watched from London. I mean, if you think about the timing, it had to be like the middle of the night. He was probably very relaxed. But he did a fantastic job. He wasn't as much of the comedic Matt Berry throughout most of the show, but there were moments. And then I did see a clip online today of him doing the announcements for the in-studio audience prior to the show starting. And he's like, yeah, silence your cell phones, like all this stuff, like... and then he kind of goes off the rails a little bit, and he like cusses at one point, and he's like, yeah, and I can say that because the show hasn't started and we're not live. And like, but he was like, I just want you all to remember that, like, this is like self-appreciating stuff. I stole stuff from it for our intro, I think. But it's funny stuff. Conan did a great job. It's always good to see Conan back on television, and and then it got into the awards, and I don't know what else to say about it.
Sounds fun. But as is tradition, right, we talk about some of the best pictures, some of the awards, and then, you know, what else do you have in store for me that this year?
So, you know? I mean, I can just quiz you on winners and losers.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hit me with it. Winners and
losers. All right. Let's hit the big categories. Let's see how tuned in you are.
Okay.
With the nominees this year.
Lost.
We'll start with the supporting categories. So actor in a supporting role. Our options were Stellan Skarsgård, who you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
Sentimental Value.
Okay.
Delroy Lindo from Sinners. He played the harmonica and the piano. Jacob Elordi from Frankenstein, who, fun fact, my wife cannot say his name correctly. She's like, Jacob Elordi? Like Jacob Elordi? It's Jacob Elordi. Thank you, Sheena. And then Benicio Del Toro from One Battle After Another, just a few small beers. And then Sean Penn from One Battle After Another. Who do you think won in this category?
Sean Penn.
Nailed it. Do you know what was unique about Sean Penn winning in this category?
He was the only one not there.
Did you watch the show?
Nope. No.
Did you hear about that? Did you see it on Twitter or X or something?
I saw that he wasn't there at the show on X yesterday. I didn't know that he won. I didn't know that he won. He did. I just assumed it would be Sean Penn.
He got it. Yeah. I mean, he did a pretty impressive job in that film.
Oh, you know what? Here's how I knew he won. I saw somebody on Facebook that was mad that he won, because it was like, oh, look, a certified domestic abuser won an Oscar. Cool. Good job. I did know based off of that person's Facebook.
Using your context clues. I'm proud of you, Brandon. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Moving into the actress in a supporting role, we had Elle Fanning.
His name was Colonel Lockjaw.
It was Colonel Lockjaw. We had Elle Fanning, Inga Ebsador Lielis from Sentimental Value, Wanumi Mosaku from Sinners, Tiana Taylor from One Battle After Another, Amy Madigan from Weapons. Do you know who won in this category?
Do you know what else Amy Madigan is in?
Friday the 13th?
No. Field of Dreams. She's Kevin Costner's wife in that movie. She also won the Oscar, coincidentally.
Do you have a tab open?
I don't.
What's happening right now?
I don't. Britt? Here's so welcome to Brandon's. I just see things and I get context clues. I saw a picture of Ed Harris, who is married to her, Amy Madigan, and he gave her a look right as she won. That was like, see, and so that went viral. He was like, "See, honey, I told you I'd win. I mean, you'd win, whatever.
That you'd win,
whatever.
I win by proxy,
whatever, bitch, whatever."
And unique, like horror films being recognized at the Academy Awards. Another unique situation.
You know how long you didn't see Weapons, had you? Did you?
I have not seen Weapons.
Okay, no. I like Weapons a lot. It's not scary. But she's in it for like a total of 15 minutes.
There are a lot of actresses in this category who were not in their respective films for very long. Tiana Taylor, when I saw that she was nominated for One Battle After Another, I was kind of surprised watching the film.
She's the mom, right?
She's the mom. She's only in that movie for like the first like maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, and then there's like a few, you know, clips and moments, but for the most part, she is not in the bulk of the movie.
Yeah.
The daughter in that movie, who I thought did a fantastic job, I almost thought like she would be in contention for being, I mean, Tiana Taylor did a fantastic job. I'm not trying to take anything away from her. Yeah, I guess that's why they're in the supporting categories. Let's jump into animated feature films real quick. This is going to be a no-brainer here. Your nominees, Arco, K-Pop Demon Hunters, Elio, Little Amelie, or The Character of Rain, and Zootopia 2. The obvious winner is?
K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Golden. We're going up, up, up. It's our moment.
Have you watched
K-Pop Demon Hunters?
No.
Have you watched K-Pop Demon Hunters?
Nope.
Bruh. It's so good.
I don't like musicals, man. I don't like musicals. Like, I watched The Wall the other day because it's a rock opera. And it's based off an album.
The Wall is fantastic. The Wall is fantastic.
Yes.
All right. There was a new category this year for casting. Finally, casting directors getting recognition at the Academy Awards. So the nominees, I don't think you know these casting directors by name. So I'm just going to give you the name of the films that they were casting directors for.
All right.
So Marty Supreme, Hamnet, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, and Sinners.
I'm going to go with Sinners.
That was a good guess.
Mm.
First one wrong. One Battle After Another actually taking the prize as well here. I should have known that.
They swept. They sure did.
They sure did.
I'll just guess that from now on.
Okay, that's fair. Let's jump to cinematography. Frankenstein, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Train Dreams.
My preference would have been Frankenstein.
You would have picked Frankenstein. What do you think won?
I'm probably wrong, but One Battle After Another.
You are incorrect. Sinners won for cinematography. But I agree with you. Frankenstein looked outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it won for like production design or something. Mm. I have to scroll way down here to find. production design. Frankenstein won. All right, we're gonna hit a couple more categories and then get. There's another Really unique situation that happened. We already talked about a movie that or an actor that won the award but was not there. We had another unique situation happen in the live action short film category. Do you know what that unique thing is that happened in this category?
Live action what?
Live action short film. The nominees were The Singers, Two People Exchanging Saliva, Butcher's Stain, A Friend of Dorothy, and Jane Austen's Period Drama.
Period drama. I don't want to watch that. You know?
Nobody's making you watch these films, Brandon. I'm just trying to get you to pull out of the ether, out of your pop culture knowledge that you're just so tapped into. What is... I'll give you a hint. Kumail Nanjiani was the presenter of this award.
It was the first... Oh, is this the one where Evans and... That Robert Downey Jr. came out.
It's not. I will spare you. This is the only time in my memory, I'm sure it's happened before, where there was a tie for the winner. Huh. So there was an actual tie. Like Kumail had to like be like, all right, it's a tie. Like this isn't a joke. Like this is a legit thing. There's a tie. I'm gonna read one winner. They're going to come up and accept their award. Then I'm going to come back out and read the other winner. So they did double acceptance speeches. They both got Oscars. I don't know how that works. Like with a tie, like is there a way to do a tiebreaker in the Academy voting? And
clearly not.
I don't know. It must have just been such a split field that two random ones won. Hmm. All right. We will get into actors and actresses in a leading role. Our actresses, Emma Stone in Begonia, Renate Rinsvi in Sentimental Value, the Dutch names, I'm sorry. Kate Hudson in Song Sung Blue, Jesse Buckley for Hamnet, and Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You.
Even though I haven't seen If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, I'd want Rose Byrne to win. Sure. But I guess I'll go with the Hamnet chick.
Hamnet won. Yeah.
Nice.
Jesse Buckley.
yeah.
I know you haven't seen this movie. And I know like when I tell you the premise is it's about William Shakespeare's backstory and about his like is a fictional history about him meeting his wife, them having their family. It's mostly about the wife and the kids because William Shakespeare is gone all the time writing these plays. But it's a phenomenal movie. My whole household, well, the three of us that were watching it, very emotional. It's great. What I loved about this movie is there's a moment where she goes to see one of his plays for the first time. And I think about it through the lens of someone who like I went to my first Broadway show this year. It wasn't my first time understanding the concept of live theater though. Like the idea of like a live theater in her eyes is so like different that she's like asking questions while they're performing on stage. She's like, why is he doing that? And like there's a moment where she like doesn't process the fact that they're like actors on stage and not just people like up there or something. And that's not like the point of it, but it just like unlocked something in my brain of like, yeah, like that. It was a completely new art form to people that had never experienced that before. So I don't know. I thought it was cool.
I don't think good movie. I don't think Shakespeare's the first person to ever do a play.
No, no, I. That's not what I'm saying. She lived out in the woods. She lived like in a out in the country, like away from like. So like for her, she had never like seen like a play like that before. I don't like that was like in a. It was still an open theater. She was standing in the dirt, like in front of the stage. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally off on that. But yeah, hit us in the comments, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know. I thought it was really interesting.
That's totally
like the last thing the movie's about. That's not what the movie's about at all, by the way.
I'm just surprised Shakespeare in Love won again at the Oscars.
I know. First to repeat two decades apart. All right. Actors. Actor in a leading role. You got Wagner Mourna in The Secret Agent. Ethan Hawke in Blue Moon. Timothy Chalamet for Marty Supreme. Michael B. Jordan, Sinners, and Leonardo DiCaprio, the meme king himself, in one battle after another. Who do you got? You probably saw something online, and you already know this.
No, this one, I'm not sure. It's between a couple. I know it wasn't Chalamet.
Chalamet.
I think it's Leo, but. But it might be no, it's Anthony B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Not his twin from the movie Sinners. It was Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Because
Leo, because everyone's like, I saw a bunch of things talking about Leo, and it's like people forget, like Leo is so good at what he does that people forget how good he is at what he does. That like
yeah.
That they don't give him credit for being as good as he is in everything he does, right?
I am inclined to agree with you because One Battle After Another is a movie that I watched initially without Sheena. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know if I'm interested in that. And then I watched it and I was like, you are interested in this. You need to watch this movie. But as we were watching the awards, she's like, was he like really good in that? And I was like, yeah, he was. I don't know if he's my pick for the category though. Right. I just so much credit to Michael B. Jordan playing two characters in the movie, playing like two individual characters. You forget, like, honestly, when you're watching the movie that it's one actor playing both roles, I think, mm-hmm. to a degree. And then you add the like vampire level to that. So like even those two characters go through a process of change and becoming different versions of themselves at different points. Yeah. And it's a phenomenal job. Do you know where he went to celebrate his Oscar win?
I don't know where he went, but his dad was there from Ghana. I do know that.
It's true. That is correct. I'll give you a hint. It is a California staple.
In-N-Out?
In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about, my friend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. He's sitting at a table, like with his double-double and the Oscar just sitting like right there on the table in the booth.
Okay.
It's good pretty guy. Fantastic. All right. Everything leading up to.
By the way, real quick aside. Although I didn't watch the Oscars, I did watch From Dusk Till Dawn last night. And so, in a way, I did celebrate Sinners.
In a way. It's true.
You know, you
sort of did.
People compare Sinners to From Dusk Till Dawn. And it's completely unfair, I think. Just because there's vampires and then there's a bar doesn't mean they just ripped that movie right off.
Explain to me how much you hated Sinners because it was a musical.
It wasn't a musical. So that's really
wasn't
easy.
It though.
It had wasn't music. It, though? It had music to it.
All movies that have music in them are musicals.
No.
Brandon.
So then all movies are musicals. In which case I hate all movies.
We've cracked it, everyone. Do you know who won Best Picture?
One Battle After Another.
One Battle After Another.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Kudos. Very well done. Paul Thomas Anderson getting his flowers after a long time. This I think was his first film where he won, and he won multiple Oscars. He won best for director. Writing, and I think he won for best director as well. So
he still should have won for No Country for Old Men.
Sure.
No Country for Old Men. There Will Be Blood. I love No Country for Old Men.
I have a straw. There it is.
but I think overall, There Will Be Blood is a better movie. So,
yeah. Interesting films. Anyway, that's our Oscar recap. Again, I really enjoyed the show. I have one last thing to say about the show itself.
Yeah.
After it was all said and done, there were bits, there was comedy throughout. Conan did a great job, but there is a clip at the end of, like, after they've said goodnight to everyone, and it is Conan. He's excitedly, kind of nervously sitting in a chair, and in walks, why can't I remember his name? He's an SNL classic writer. Is it Spivey? No.
Courage the Cowardly Dog guy?
No. He's the guy that's in One Battle After Another. He is in the Christmas Adventurers Society as an older gentleman.
I don't know.
He's Kevin Nealon. He's the guy that walks Lockjaw to his office at the end of the movie.
Was he one of the kids in the hall guys?
No, he's the guy that does the trivia in Adam Sandler's Billy Madison movie. That he's like, everyone here is dumber for having listened to you say that. Anyway, not important who the actor is. What's important is they basically do almost like a shot for shot remake of the very end of One Battle After Another, where Conan is being told that he did such a great job that they're making him the lifetime host for the Oscars. Let me take you to your brand new office, right? And then he goes to this brand new office, and Conan's like, amazing. Lifetime Oscar host. This is great. And he puts his feet up on the desk. And at this point, I'm like, they're not gonna spoil the whole ending, right? Sure enough, and so Sheena's sitting next to me, and I'm watching this kind of like, gosh, this is like everything that happens. And she's like, what is going on? Like, why are they doing this? And I was like, no reason, knowing that she hasn't watched the movie yet. Mm-hmm. And for anyone listening, I'm being kind of cryptic for on purpose, but I it's great payoff if you've watched One Battle After Another. Probably missed for half the audience.
I mean, if you're watching the Oscars, right, you have to be ready for spoilers. You have to be.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You have to be.
I mean, maybe, probably.
You know, yeah. You should have watched every single movie that is gonna be at that Oscar stage. You watched every single movie that was there in the Best Picture nomination.
I watched 7 of the 10.
You wasted your time on Skarsgård's
sentimental penis. Value. It wasn't a bad movie. Before the haters come for me in the comments, I didn't dislike Sentimental Value.
It was just a waste of time.
It was very slow. It was very slow. And I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Some movies are more artistic. They're the whole metaphor with the house being like a person type was nice.
Well, it's like New York, right? New York is a character of its own. in most movies.
It's the capital city, the USA.
That's from a musical. You wouldn't get it. Anyway, that's Oscars.
I thought you were quoting They Came Together, which is a fantastic movie.
All right. I want to move on to a topic of yours.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your shirt or your business?
Let me talk about my shirt, right? So everyone,
talk about your shirt.
I'm wearing a Roosevelt shirt. It's got a bunch of Jason masks from Friday the 13th. And we talked about this on a recent episode last month, maybe the month before.
Last month was another Friday the 13th. So I think it was last month.
Correct. So this month, this year has three Friday the 13ths through it. It won't happen again until like a decade from now. This time, the Friday the 13ths are back to back, thanks to February being weird. So,
weird.
February,
such
March,
a weird month.
February, March, Friday the 13th, back to back. Here's how I know it confused me. I just realized it today because I was looking at a calendar to like try to schedule something at the end of March. But I was like, why is it keep ending up in February? Oh, because the days are the same. Got it. They're the exact same. They're the exact same pattern because they're the exact same. Anyways, so Friday 13th. Today's Monday. It's not the 13th at all. But one of the things they're doing this year because of the three Friday 13ths is they're going back in theaters for showing some of the movies here and there. This month, they showed, I think, part two, maybe like part six. But specifically, I didn't care about going to the theater to see any of those other ones. I cared about seeing part three in theaters. And so I took Dexter to the local Regal Cinema, and we went to go see Friday the 13th part three, which is, what's special about part threes, Travis?
Jason drowns in it.
No, just part threes in general for horror movies.
Oh, part threes in general?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they die.
They make them in 3D.
Okay. All right.
So example, Jaws 3 was in 3D. it's just a nice little gimmick to be like, yeah, let's make this in 3D. So the reason I wanted to see it in the theaters was because it was in 3D. And so, yeah, like I bought three tickets. Dexter and I only went, which is okay because both him and I were still getting over a cold. So like we had a gap in between us as Chelsea stayed home. And it was cool. Like instead of, the last two decades, 3D has come away from like the blue and red glasses. And now it's just like the ionized glasses or whatever. So everything looks normal. So watching it in 3D is such a cool experience to see, like, oh, just like, I always thought that the 3D of like the 80s was just like, it's just the gimmicky, like, oh, something's pointing at the camera. look at me. You know,
sort like, of like a Muppet Vision 3D of like, let me just use all these 3D tools to.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And there are still those moments throughout the movie, but, and I don't know if this is how the cut was originally, but there was like so much depth of like things in the foreground, things in the background. It reminded me of like the first time I saw Avatar. I'm like, they used it not just as a gimmick, but as like a way to immerse yourself in the movie more.
Yeah.
And so I really enjoyed that watching Friday the 13th part three in there. It's also, now, as far as Friday the 13th lore goes, part three is significant. Why, Travis? Why is part three significant in the Friday the 13th lore?
It's the first one with the Jason mask.
That's right. Did you just look it up?
No, I didn't look up anything. I promise.
Okay, good. There you go, man. Yeah, exactly right.
I'm learning. I'm learning, Brandon.
So part one, his mom is the killer. Part two,
spoilers.
You find if you've seen Scream, then you know that it's in the intro with Drew Barrymore. And then part two, he's in it as an adult. He's got a bag over his head. Part three, he's got a bag over his head for the most part throughout the movie. But then there's this character named Shelly. And this guy Shelly, he's kind of a loser, right? Like, he's just trying to get this girl to like him. And you really feel bad for him. The actor's name is Larry Zerner, who ended up becoming like an entertainment lawyer. And who, like, on Twitter X talks about the loss, like the ongoing legal battles with Friday the 13th, interestingly enough. But this character, Shelly, played by Larry Zerner, is the one who has the hockey mask. He scares a girl. She's like, come on, Shelly. Why you gotta be such a jerk all the time? He's like, no one will pay attention to me. He's like, we'll pay attention to you, but you gotta stop doing these things. He's like, yeah. Would you pay attention with a face like this? And then it's like, oh, poor guy. He's like really, really, really sad. But then he gets killed. And then Jason takes his mask and then Jason kills that girl with a harpoon gun that goes straight to the camera. Woo! Anyways.
In 3D.
That's where Jason gets his mask. And it's so weird seeing Jason in that mask. It's not weird seeing Jason in that mask. It's weird thinking that as I'm watching it, it looks so iconic. It's just like, oh yeah, that's what he's always looked like. But it's not what he's always looked like. Like, that is the first time you know Jason now as somebody who wears a hockey mask. And he just didn't always do that. So I think that's interesting to me. Yeah, good movies. I like them. Well, not they're not all good movies.
So, but so
I
still did you enjoy just them. You just went and saw the one? You just saw the third Jason?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
All right.
And then I did watch a lot of movies this weekend. So I watched the Scream franchise 1 through 7.
All of them?
Yeah, I watched. All of them. The ones that are not in theaters right now.
Did you go see 7?
Nope. I just was like, the periodic Scream rewatch where I'm like, who are the killers in all of these again? Oh, that's right.
Did we talk about the fact that I went and saw Scream 7? I don't know that we did.
No, we did. We didn't. You've seen Scream
7. Because
the new Scream. I have
I've
not.
Seen Scream 7. Yeah. I think I sent you a text because I was like, oh, in a rare turn of events, I paid money to go see a horror movie in theaters. it was fine. It's a Scream movie. I think like the formula's there. Slasher movies like that don't bother me quite as much. So I think I should maybe watch some more. I need some recommendations. Maybe some Friday the 13th, some other things that I can watch. I will say I feel like some of the kill scenes in Scream 7 were a little more gory than some past Scream movies, which I found interesting. And there was one that made me laugh really hard. So I don't know, a little bit of a different spin. But yeah, it's fun. It's popcorn to me. Those are popcorn movies. So.
Okay. We almost watched a movie this weekend. I thought Dexter would be totally into it, and then he didn't want to watch it. And then Chelsea wanted
K-pop
to watch
Demon Hunters.
And Chelsea wanted to watch it, and she came into the living room to watch it with us. And then I was like, no, we'll watch something else because Dexter's the one to watch it. I want to spend time with him. We ended up watching the new Now You See Me, and it was like, okay, we don't need to make any more of these movies anymore. That was good enough. I enjoyed it. We're done. But Primate, there's a movie called Primate out there, which is a horror movie where I think it takes place in Hawaii, where this family has a chimpanzee monkey. And it's like a trained chimpanzee monkey. And then it gets bit by something and then it gets rabies and then it's just destroys, it kills so many people. It's called Primate. It's got chimpanzee moves.
Primate. Is that the one where he's got the little symbols?
No, that's the monkey, which I also did rewatch. I was sick last week. I watched
a lot of movies.
Yeah.
We both spent the last week watching a ton of movies. Very different selections in our watch history. Very different.
Yeah. I didn't really want to watch a lot of things that I'd seen before or that I hadn't seen because I didn't know if I was going to fall asleep or not.
That's fair. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I do recommend F1. F1 was pretty good. That was like a kind of like an action, like it wasn't too serious of a movie, but like it's just a really fun watch. Like it was really enjoyable.
It's like Top Gun, but in a car.
Yeah, and it's kind of like an underdog story with F1 racing. And I'm not like super into F1 racing. I grew up, my dad was really into like NASCAR stock car racing. So I'm more familiar with that kind of world. Yeah,
like Cole Trickle. Like,
yeah, Jeff Gordon. And,
yeah, Darryl Waltrip.
Rusty Spoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With a little bit of Rusty's.
That's
the Cars movie. Sorry. That's not real.
Dusty Wallace, Ernie Erdson, Kyle Petty, Tom Petty was in there too.
Tom Petty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wallflowers.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yeah.
Those are two different people.
All of the classic NASCAR racers. They have nothing to do
Mark
with
Martin.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Take me back to Days of Thunder, man.
Did you watch NASCAR as a kid?
I did. My dad likes cars. After Days of Thunder came out, my older brother, like they watched NASCAR, and we'd watch NASCAR for a bit, like just watching them like the races. In person, but like on TV, and then play games. I like to play NASCAR games, mostly because I was like the Days of Thunder video game for the NES. That's one of the games I played. Mostly I didn't play it for the racing. I just wanted to do the pit crew. but yeah, I did. I watched a little NASCAR. Yeah. I'm not ashamed of it.
All right. Hey. Everybody goes through a phase, right? It's fine. All right, moving on. What are we at? We're at 46 minutes. We got time for a couple more. I do have a Lorcana minute this week, but it is not about the game itself. While you were busy watching Jason in 3D on Friday night, I went to my local game store where I usually play Lorcana on Fridays. We had a great turnout. I think 18 players showed up to play. Normally 18 players triggers a fourth round. Less than 18 players, you do three rounds of play, but that 18 mark, it bumps it to four. After three rounds, we only had two undefeated players. So the guy that was running the event was like, hey, the system says we have a fourth round. If you guys want to play the fourth round, you can. If not, you guys can figure out how you want to dole out the little giveaway prizing and stuff like that. The two players that were left were like, I don't know. Do you want to play? Maybe not. And I was like, I mean, why don't you guys play it out? Heck, why don't you guys go on their live stream and play like the finals live? Because the place where I play on Friday nights, it's this brand new facility. The store bought an all new space, and they have like a production studio. They have a table with like a live stream setup that's always set up. So I was like, hey, yeah, like why don't you guys stream it like a big finals match or something? And they're like, yeah, we could stream it. Nothing's going on. And I was like, hey, do you need a caster for this live stream? And they're like, I mean, I guess, do you want to cast it? And I was like, absolutely. me and another buddy of mine that play regularly in the area, we've been joking about doing some casting, doing some live streaming of Lorcana. And so like, hey, do you want to hop in this booth with me and talk about this game? And he was down for it. Unfortunately, they only had one microphone. And like state-of-the-art streaming setup. They have a soundproof booth, green screen, nice computer all set up, huge mixing board. It's a audio and video mixing board, so you can see all of your video feeds and your audio and everything. One microphone. And it's the type that like goes around your head and then like is on your face. So he and I were like right next to each other trying to talk into the same little microphone that was perfect. I sounded great because it was on my face. But if he wasn't trying to like kiss my cheek, he sounded really quiet.
You still got like a mannequin head, and then you guys could have like talked into the mannequin head.
In retrospect, I thought about it later. I was like, I could have had it off and just like kind of out in front of us, kind of equidistant, and we could have like talked toward. Things were happening very fast. No, yeah, it was like,
don't let me shame you on camera behind the scenes.
Just finished playing. I was like, hey, let's do a live stream. And all of a sudden, you know, 3 minutes later, we're in this booth and they're like, all right, hit this button, hit that button. And okay, you guys are live. Go. But with that said, a little awkward at first. Like it's not something either of us had really done before.
Mm-hmm.
But very quickly, we kind of just got into the rhythm of things, explaining the game, talking about the game, explaining the plays as they were playing through it. And I got to say, I had a ton of fun. I've been thinking about it for the last few days. It's really fun to take the experience that I have with podcasting and talking with you and apply that to something else that I really enjoy, is Lorcana. I got some okay feedback. Like people are like, hey, it was fun to listen to. Yes, there were some tech issues, there were some audio issues, but it's good.
And you know what helps, Travis? I'll tell you what helps. You don't even know this. You don't even know. I'm going to say this. You don't even know it. It helps that you have somebody to bounce off of, right? As far as your
I do know that. You best believe that's why I asked him. That's why I asked him to come in the booth with me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if I do this by myself, it's going to be awkward. But when I need to breathe or like just having somebody else there to fill in those gaps, it's a game changer.
And you don't know this, but yeah, like that's really, really good.
Yeah. Thank you for enlightening me. I had no idea. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm here, right? Like I'm your podcast partner first and foremost. No other motherfucker's going to come in here and take you away from me. All right. All right. Whoever the fuck that was,
you're not under threat.
You're not under threat. You are not going leaving me. Piece of shit. I will right. Kill you. I will sever your vocal cords if you think you're gonna leave me.
Me or the other guy?
I don't care. Whoever my knife gets to first. My blade.
All right.
like my
sling blade.
Like scream whenever they like clean the blood off the knife.
Yeah,
they do that a lot.
Ghost face mask.
They do a lot.
Anyway, so if you
from streams one through six, they do that a lot.
So many times. If you or someone you know is hosting a Lorcana live stream and you'd like me to fumble my way through casting it, just let me know. I'm open for. But so long as it doesn't interfere with me and Brandon's podcasting,
yeah,
because that's number one. That's number one.
Just know that like. Ask Travis. Ask for Travis by name. Hey, Travis, I want you to help me out cast my Lorcana stuff. But if you think for one motherfucking second he's going to be there full time, you're dead wrong. Your vocal cords are dead wrong.
Yeah. You think rounding the bases lasted? No. This is our bread and butter.
Okay. All right. So that's an interesting segue. So just a real quick rounding the bases minute. Robbie sent me and Matt a text last this weekend was like, hey, what do you guys think of doing a new rounding the bases? I've got this buddy Brandon who is pretty funny. I think it would be cool to get us together. And I was like, you know, I can record you guys, but I think it would be weird to have another Brandon. Good, I don't need to talk. And then Matt's like, wait, is he a bass too? No, he's more of a Brandon tenor. Like, that's really weird. I don't think I like this. So there might be a new rounding the bases, but I don't think there's gonna be.
are the limiting factors that resulted in the early end of rounding the bases, are those factors still in play?
I think they are. I mean, those factors are mostly Sizemore availability.
It's
like, I don't know. That was the last thing.
I thought there was like a conflict of interest thing with his other job.
There was a little bit. That was one of the reasons he quit. But also, it's more of a scheduling thing for him now.
Okay.
Because you know he's living with Satan, and Satan hasn't moved out yet. So, and Sophia, if you hear me, I don't like you. So I don't know why you've listened this far, you dumb bitch. I just don't know why.
Why are you still subscribed to this podcast?
She is such a terrible person, and I don't wish anybody real death, but I don't like her.
All right. Well, rounding up our show, we still have a little bit of time. do you want to talk about your other hobby that you picked up this weekend?
Yeah. Definitely. So, last year sometime, I bought like a really cheap Epiphone guitar from a Guitar Center, and my thought was, I'm not buying it to play. I wanna work on it. I wanna just have something and mess around with it, put new pickups on it, or do this, that, or the other. And I was like, you know, I'd like to sand this down and maybe repaint it at some point in time. And so, this last weekend, I'm like, let's start that up. Let's go ahead and start that up. So, got my rotary sander, my random orbital sander, and I was like, take all the parts off, and I'm like, and I'm just like sitting there, like just chilling, like getting it down to the bare wood, getting all that paint off bare wood. And then I'm like, okay, I did that. And I'm like, oh no, but I need to sand it even further. I need to know all these grit sizes and like looking into that. But one of the things I was thinking was like, this is kind of cool. Like, it's kind of cool to like, there are people out there with all of the wood kits and all of like the wood tools, where they can make their own guitars and they could be really good at it. The thing with me is I'm not an exact type of person.
What? I'm just learning this about you.
I'm not. Measure twice, cut once, they say. I measure 700 times and still cut 50 more times than that. I don't know why. That's why I'm not good at baking. Baking is such an exact thing. And like, even if I'm following the recipe to the T, somehow I still fuck up baking. I don't understand it. So anyways.
That's really surprising. That's something I didn't know about you, and I've known you for 20 years.
but the sanding the guitar, I was like, you know, it'd be really cool. Like, I can put like designs and stuff on these things and then like repaint them. I can get like guitars off of Reverb, which is like the resale music app. People have guitars that they just like want to get rid of. They're like, I don't play this. Like, it would be cool to like take those things and like make them into something that people care about. Like, in even like, we think of like going to like comic cons or any convention that we go to, people sell just so much stuff, and they're like, oh, 3D printing. I'm like, okay, well, I have a 3D printer, I can do this, right? and I was thinking of I went to this horror convention one time, and it was like they printed out a couple different sheets of paper. It was like maybe like a scene of Killer Clowns, we'll say. And it's like there's a foreground from the title, and then a little bit further back from the title, and a little bit further back, and it gave the impression of like 3D. But I was like, I can do that. I can print that out. I can do that and put it into a frame. But they're charging $200 for this thing. Like, yeah. And so then I did it, and I was like, oh yeah, that was easy. I'm not going to do it again, but I know how to do it. Like So like something like a guitar to like, you know, hey, get it, sand it down, put some, you know, make a design, put a horror design on it, like get a bunch of guitars like that, or like go to like a convention and like get a booth and set it up like that. Like people that you see skateboard decks, right? I got my Rick and Morty skateboard decks up here, my NoFX decks. Like people will buy that shit. People do buy that stuff.
You definitely will.
Yeah, I guarantee that. Yeah. Like nerd guitars at like a convention, somebody would buy nerd
for sure.
Nerd guitars,
especially because it's kind of that intersection of different. Like, plenty of people are into guitars. Plenty of people are into horror movies, right? And very often, those interests overlap. And when it does, and then you're like, wow, if you're really into guitars and really into video games or horror movies, like, oh, wow. Okay, now that's an IP that I really like on an object that I also am really passionate about. Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool.
And I thought about this, too. My Dexter's, one of his friends, her dad, I went to his house to pick Dexter up from a birthday party. And I just walked in, and he has all these guitars on the wall. I'm like, oh, that's really cool, man. Like, I like that one. He's like, I was like, do you play? He's like, no, I don't. I like collecting them. Oh, cool. Well, those are cool guitars.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this one's signed by Ozzy. That's really cool. You don't play any of them, but that's okay. But that thought is there. That's like, people just want to decorate, then they would want to do something like that. So that's kind of a thought I had. I'm like, if I could figure out how to like actually do this, like actually paint and actually put designs on there and actually work, and it sounds okay for an electric guitar, I think that'd be kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I want updates. I want to see how it goes. I'm very interested in the process. So
yeah, you know me.
Cool.
I shotgun my interests, and then I'm like, woo, I'm doing it. Ka-ka. I don't know where I'm going with it, but ka-ka, ka-ka.
All right. Well, best of luck. Anything else? I have grab bag left. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty good with this episode, Travis.
Have you played Hollow Knight before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dexter played both of them.
Currently obsessed with the first one because I never played it before. It's fun, but also rage inducing.
Mm-hmm. I think the second one is worse at rage inducing. Yeah.
All right. Can't wait to spend $20 on that.
Yeah. The second one is more rage inducing from what I'm told. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good info. But yeah, I'll probably play some of that the rest of the week. So
I did play Dave the Diver all week last week while I was sick. Dave the Diver. Have you ever heard of this game?
No.
Okay. Dave the Diver is a game about Dave, who is a diver. And it's kind of like a roguelite. It's a rogue-like game where there's this blue hole, they call it. And it's like an ocean. You're diving as Dave, and like you're catching fish and you're exploring. There's this little storyline. It's a cute little game. But then at night, all the fish that you catch, you create a menu at a sushi restaurant. And there's like there's an Instagram kind of thing, the chef, you're doing serving, you're trying to make more money from the restaurant so you can buy better gear, so you can do more diving, deeper diving, catch more fish, stuff like that. It's a pretty chill gameplay loop.
It's funny because it's a super pixelated graphics, which kind of makes me think of the old Maniac Mansion, Sam and Max,
yeah,
type LucasArts type games from our youth.
Yeah.
Dave the Diver in the Jungle, upcoming DLC.
Yeah, coming pretty soon. Yeah. DLC right now. They've got the Dave the Diver X Godzilla. there's a couple DLCs. I bought it on Steam, and then I saw that it was on Xbox, and I was like, I'll just play it on Xbox. So I bought it again for Xbox, and then I actually beat it.
Rich Uncle Pennybags over here.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a good game. I recommend it.
I'm gonna look it up on PlayStation. All right, but I'll do that after we end this episode. And that's what we're gonna do right now. So thank you to everybody if you made it this far. Do us a favor, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, leave a comment, let us know what you're doing. What are you doing this weekend to fill your time? And then if you're a podcast listeners, rate and review. It definitely helps others to find this, helps with our algorithm to kind of get this podcast out in front of other people. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time. I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for listening.